Paragimel Mishneh Gimel. Amar lahem, Mamune said to the Kahanim that were zoche in the avoda of the Tamid, Tzil v'viyu tzleh m'lishkas ha'tzalam. Go out and bring a tzleh from the lishkas ha'tzalam, from the chamber of the tzalam. Shayu sham that was there, b'chol eis, there was always at least six tzalam, muvu karm, that were checked from any kind of blemish, that were there prepared for a kabin Tamid. So go out and bring the tzleh. The chamber of the Tla'am was located in the northwest corner, meaning Bezavis Tzfonis Ma'arvis, the northwest corner of the Azara. Kleimar, Shalishgas Hatla'am, this chamber of the lambs of the Tla'am, Haisa Bibinyan Hanikar, so it's in the building called the Beis Hamokad, and that Beis Hamokad was in the north of the Azara towards the west. Okay. And the arba lishkos hayusham, there are actually four lishkos, four chambers in that Beis Hamokad, in the four different corners. Achas, one was the lishkas hatzla'am, like we just mentioned. And vihi haysa b'zavas, that was in the maravis deromis, in the southwest corner of the Beis Hamokad. The achas lishkas hachosamos, the chamber of the seals, meaning in the b'zavas mizrachas tzfonos, in the northeast corner. But Yoshev Hamamune al Chosamos, there sat the one that was appointed over the seals, over the Chosims. When Misha Yitzarach, one who had to bring his Nesachim, his libations for a carbon, so what he would do is he would come to this Memuna, Ba'ila, Bishilim, he'd pay him for the Nesachim that he needed, and then he would receive a Chosim, like a seal, like a petek, or a seat, with the simon that he paid for these Nesachim. And then he would take that receipt, that seal, give it to the one that's Memuna, that's appointed on the Nesachim, and receive his Nesachim from him. The Achas was Lishkas Beis Hamokad, that was located in the northwest corner, and there was a big fire all the time in order to warm up the Kahanim. They were dipping in the mikvah, like we learned already back in Parak Aleph. The Achas was the Lishka Shehayu Osen Ba Lechem Apanim. The fourth one was the chamber where they made the Lechem Apanim. That was in the southeast corner. Ba'ayu lasim over there, they would knead and they would bake the lachem upon him. And kol arba halashkos, all these four chambers were halalu hayu psuchas, they were open to the Beis Hamokad Hagadol, and they were located in the four corners of the Beis Hamokad. And Mishnah Dalet nichnas tu lishkas hakelim, they then entered into the chamber of the kelim. Vahotziu misham, they took out from there tishim ushlosha, 93 klei chasaf, silver kelim, uklei zav, and golden kelim. The Klei Hasharis that were needed for the avoda of the day. And the Yerushalmi explains that this number that they took out was connected the 93 times that Hashem's name is mentioned in the Nevi'im of Chagi, Zechariah, and Malachi. And the Tosfos Yom Tov points out that there's actually a Tosfos Sofer in the Yerushalmi. According to Tosfos Yom Tov, it should read just the Nevi'im of Chagi and Malachi, not Zechariah. Okay. Hishku es ha-tamid bekos shalzav, they gave to drink the carbon tamid through a golden kli, meaning this tleh, as it would be brought for a carbon tamid, they would give it to drink water right before its shchita from this golden kli, in order that its hide, its ar, should be easily skinned after it's shafted. And now, which we learn over here, to give it a golden goblet, a golden kos, so yesh mevarim, that the Mishnah is just saying an exaggeration. Meaning, it wasn't really of gold, it was of copper, but it was nice like gold. Or others explain, it was mamish gold. Because she'ain anias b'makam hashiris, there's no poverty in the place of wealth. Meaning, since all the mice of the Beis HaMikdash was done through osher and shrara, through honor and through kavod and through wealth, in order to show the kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem's greatness, so it was the actual golden cup that they used. And af apishu mevukar mibe'arev, even though the carbon temple was already checked in the evening, meaning prior, Shari, the carbon tamid has to be checked from any kind of mum already 4 days before its shechita. Nevertheless, they would check it again to light the torches, that maybe in time, lest in between it received a mum, so they would check it again to ensure there was no mum.